coach wants their kid to take a game-defining shot because they know she'll be okay if she misses. They're glad when difficult things happen to me because they know I can handle them and learn from them. From someone else, Grace Atkins's love for the world is infectious. She's enigmatic and awesome. She moves through it, finding adventure in everything. She'll tell anyone because she's committed to the bit, but I think it's more than that. It's genuine joy. It's love for community. It's passion and courage to seek the unknown. Everyone I've ever introduced to her likes her. She just is that type of person you want everyone to know, to meet, because the possibility of her changing their life is high. Someone else told me that they trust indefinitely my judge of character and think I know how to see the best parts of a person. And for my high school, my senior year, I won the Mount Sales Award, which is basically someone who embodies the spirit of the school and uplifts the community through acts towards others that they may not get recognition for. Those are my five favorite compliments. And I was kind of ruminating on this the other day. It's romantic to think about your favorite compliments because typically they're the ones that are never about your looks, right? Like, I mean, besides smelling good, although I guess that's not your looks. My favorite compliments, you know, aren't the ones where it's, oh, you're beautiful, your eyes, your hair, your face, like, you are just gorgeous. The ones I remember about, you know, the effect I have on others and my personality and my wit and my humor. And I think that's telling. If you think about your favorite compliments, are they the ones that really are about your physical appearance, or are they the ones that are about how you treat others and about how you move through the world? But yeah, think about your favorite compliments. And now I have a new favorite compliment from Farrah from her speech when she said that she can see why I think that people are a little bit in love with me. Love my friends, love my family, love all the compliments I receive. Give more compliments. It's so much fun. I told some like random like older lady that I loved her nails the other day, and she went on like a 5-minute tangent about where she got them done and what she asked for and what color they are. People enjoy getting compliments. All right, we're going to listen to 4 songs. I know. We're going to listen to More Than a Feeling by Boston, Invisible String by Taylor Swift, North by Claro, and to finish up all of my favorites, I picked 13 songs that are my personal favorites. Although I guess I have 2 extra, but 13 is one of my lucky numbers. We have Entropy by Beach Bunny, which the bridge in that, like, I don't listen to Beach Bunny that much anymore. I used to listen to them more when I was in high school, but the bridge in Entropy is like what I feel like having a crush on someone, like being so euphoric in liking someone, feels like. But we're going to start off with More Than a Feeling by Boston, and we'll be back.
Start my said, forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped
Socks wet, split in your heart and your brain makes you feel uncertain if thoughts were the same even back then. I feel ashamed, feel ashamed, feel ashamed. Running away.
Why?
Okay, you guys just listened to More Than a Feeling by Boston, Invisible String by Taylor Swift, North by Claro, and Entropy by Beach Bunny. Just like to talk more about lines. I think I'm very much like a lyrics person when it comes to songs. Like, a lot of my favorite songs are because of the lyrics. Like, I know sometimes people prefer like beat or rhythm or, you know, like tone and pitch, but I like love lyrics. But, you know, well, I love Invisible String just because I love the concept of invisible strings. I think it's just really true that, you know, like, I think we do have this, like, tie to others in the universe, and that people come into our lives exactly when they're supposed to. And if you don't see them after they leave, then, you know, like, they're done in your life. Like, me and my roommate Katie talk about this all the time, where we're like, it's so funny, like, you know, like, Maryland can sometimes feel like a really small campus, even though there's so many students, because, like, you'll run into the same, like, 150 people that you know really well, right? But it's crazy because, like, Katie and I both have people where, like, they left our lives, like, around a year ago, maybe, and we never see them on campus. Like, and they still go to school here. Like, they still are going out to the same, like, bars that we're going to. Like, they're still on campus, but, like, literally we never see them. And other people will see them and they'll text us and they'll be like, oh my god, I just saw so and so, so funny, like, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, I never see that person. And then there are people that I think, you know, kind of re-enter our lives no matter what. Like, they're just meant to be there. They'll come naturally, and everything just always kind of works out. And I do think that, like, we have an invisible kind of string tied to the people that are important to us. And then North is one of my favorite Claro songs. I love the line, I never let anybody in, but somehow you got under my skin, because I just relate to it. And then that bridge in Entropy where it's like, I want to kiss you when everyone's watching, like, is so true. Like, because when you're in love or when you really like someone, like, you do kind of want, like, you're like, I want people to know that, like, I like this person and that, like, they are, like, into me as well. Like, you know, like, PDA kind of goes out the window when you like someone that much. Unless you're in amusement park lines. I still hate when couples do that, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, we're going to talk about, I'm going to save, like, my final ruminations on love, but we're going to talk about, sorry, I'm, like, trying to pull up the Instagram. You guys answered, we're going to talk about Galentine's Day, actually. So Galentine's Day is officially the day before Valentine's Day, the 13th. And it's kind of made for, pandered to single women who, you know, like, aren't doing things for Valentine's Day. But I love Galentine's Day because I love my friends. My female friends are, like, the most important relationships that I think I've had, like, in, you know, the past, like, 10 years of my life, I would say, since I was 12. I think that, like, girlhood and, you know, helping one another grow and learn how to be women in, like, this day and age is so important. And just, like, female friends are, like, just some of my favorite people that I know. Like, I lived with my, like, best friend Emma over the summer. I have this great group of friends that I've been friends with since freshman year that are all women. Like, the girls in my sorority are awesome. And there's just something so special about female friendships. To quote, like, Dolly Alderton, everything I know about love I've learned from my female friends. And I asked you guys what some of your favorite Galentine's Day traditions are. Like, me and my roommates this year are doing Galentine's Day on Friday. And I think we're going to do, like, homemade pasta, like, from scratch. And then, like, wine and just hanging out and talking. But you guys said, buy my friends Valentine's and do crafts. I know, I want to make some Valentine's. Girls' night of wine, treats, and games. Always super fun. I hope that you're going to play charades. And then anything with wine, dirty Shirley's, fun cocktails, stuff like that. Lots of fun drinks. But just friendship is so important. It's an important kind of love. And I just love my friends so much. But one song that always makes me think of my friends, is from Father John Misty, and that's Real Love Baby, because, you know, there's been so many heartbreaks in the past few years, but the friends always stay, and that's where the real love is. So we're going to listen to this, and then I'll be right back. All right, you guys just listened to Real Love Baby by Father John Misty. I feel like we've been talking a lot about me and my favorite love songs and my favorite things about love, and now it's time to talk about you guys. You guys told me a lot of your favorite love media, your favorite couples, your favorite lines, your favorite songs, and we're going to talk about that. So first off, we have, what is your favorite, or what is your best rom-com or romance ever? These are really good. Heated Rivalry. Heated Rivalry actually came up a lot in these questions. Bridget Jones's Diary, which is a brilliant answer. 10 Things I Hate About You. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Silver Linings Playbook. Crazy Pole. And When Harry Met Sally, which is definitely my favorite romantic comedy. And then I asked you guys, who's your favorite couple, real or fictional? One of you said my mom and dad, Shane and Ilya, Ilya and Shane, literally so many Heated Rivalry, Selena and Justin Bieber, Conrad and Belly, and my brother and his girlfriend, shout out Billy and Janet, love you guys. But yeah, mine are definitely my mom and dad, and then maybe, I don't know, I love Belly and Conrad too. I just watched A Summer I Turned Pretty, that the last episode, the finale, where Conrad says, I've changed everything about myself and the only thing that's stayed the same is that I still love you, which, oh, so romantic. I love Conrad. I do love Kat and, oh my God, what is his name? From 10 Things I Hate About You. I love that. And then I asked you guys what some of your favorite quotes on love are, and you said, whatever our souls are made of, yours and mine are the same. To be loved is to be known. Anything from Wuthering Heights, which I don't know if any of the girls are seeing that this weekend. Lots of good media about love. But then I asked you guys what some of your favorite love songs were, or things that you love to listen to when you're in love. And you guys gave some amazing answers. So we're going to play a few of those. And we're going to start out with another Father John Misty, Chateau Lobby number 4 in C for Two Virgins. Great song. Cigarettes and Coffee by Otis Redding. I love the oldies. Stubborn Love by the Lumineers. Love You Inside Out by the Bee Gees. And Just Like Heaven by The Cure, which is also one of my favorites because, and I tell this story every single time I play this on the show, the writer of Just Like Heaven wrote this song about kissing so frantically that it makes you like out of breath and dizzy, which I think is just romantic. But we're gonna listen to these and then I'll be back, and thank you guys for telling me about what your favorite things about love and love media are.
Am I spread and love? Done this, baby, be gentle, it's my first.
Darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette. she'll lie and steal and cheat and beg you from her knees, make you think she needs it this time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her, I don't really care. When we were young, oh, we did enough. When it got cold, thank you.
Alright, you guys just listened to some of your favorite songs, which are Chateau Lobby No. 4 by Father John Misty, Cigarettes and Coffee by Otis Redding, Love You Inside Out by the Bee Gees, Stubborn Love by the Lumineers, and Just Like Heaven by The Cure. To close out today's show, I wanted to give some of my own thoughts on love. This is off the top of my head. I don't have any notes for this. But I love Valentine's Day because I just love love at its core. I love finding the romance in the everyday. You know, like me and one of my friends from home, Sophia, used to text each other things that we would like find romantic in the everyday. And I think that there's a lot of pessimism. The world is like pretty scary, but romanticizing the little moments in life makes it a little bit easier. And I also think that like, it's nice to be hopelessly romantic and to, you know, want for love and to love, you know, even when some people might not deserve it. I still love, you know, people that have wronged me, people that I may not talk to anymore. I still have a lot of love for them because why not? Love is, you know, you can give it for free. And I hope all of you have a Valentine this year. I love Valentine's Day. I think that the idea of being in love is beautiful, but you should be in love with life and with yourself. And I believe in soulmates. I believe in all sorts of those things and the hopelessly romantic and the rom-com endings. I hope all of you get those too. And it's going to be a good weekend. I can feel it. I'm manifesting it for all of you, and I'm always right. So I say it's going to be a good weekend, so it's going to be a good weekend. I don't know. I'm better at writing. I'm not as good at speaking. I've always been good about writing down my feelings and my thoughts, but I'm not as good just talking about them. But I love love, and I love all of you, dear listeners. I hope you're still tuned in. It's been a long 2 hours, and today we're going to end with, I know I've said this a million times today, but this is the utter truth. This is my favorite love song from the 1975's Being Funny in a Foreign Language. This is about you, and it just makes me think about being in love and how everything kind of starts to remind you of a person and you just want to let them know. And I love the line, "Do you think I have forgotten about you? Because how could I? When you're in love, you can never forget someone when you're in love." And that's just my 2 cents. But we're going to listen to this, and then I'm going to sign off. And I hope that you've enjoyed the past 2 episodes of this Valentine's Day special. I know I have, and I hope you have a great weekend. I know I've said that a million times, but I really hope you do. You know, spend time with your friends, your family, your lovers, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, all of the above. And spend time with yourself, love yourself, whatever. Anyways, this is About You by the 1975. And then I'll say bye. All right, you guys just listened to About You by the 1975. I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and I will see you next Wednesday. And you've been listening to Off the Shelf with Grace Adkins on WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. I love you all. You're all my Valentines. Bye.